In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Real Country 1230 WHCO, time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Talking today with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Can't complain.
Complain.
It doesn't do any good, so why do it?
Yeah.
So anyway, we got a few things we can talk about today. We'll take a break here in just a second, but obviously the harvest is underway.
Harvest is still underway. Rain was good. We needed it, and it provided a little break for the farmers. But harvest is starting to hit the decline and finish up here hopefully soon.
Right. So, all right. I'll tell you what. Let's get that break out of the way, and we will come back and talk with Allison of the Randolph County Farm Bureau here on The People Speak this morning. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. 9:34, talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau, and mentioned it was harvest season, that also school back in session and stuff, and we've got Ag in the Classroom going.
Yeah, school's back in session, and we have a new Ag in the Classroom coordinator. So Andrea Coring has been going into different classrooms around the county. She's really hitting it hard and doing a great job and teaching different kids around the county about corn and pumpkins right now. So I think they're really excited. Corn, you know, they're seeing harvest, and pumpkins, mm-hmm. Illinois is the number one state for it.
Right. You don't really think about that, but I mean, it is.
Yeah, you don't think about that, but it is. And everybody, I know this past month, all the kids are excited to talk about pumpkins with Halloween. That just happened. And then we also were with Ag in the Classroom at the DuQuoin Conservation Days this past month. That's an area students from Randolph, Jackson, Perry, and Washington counties go to the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds and learn all about ag and conservation. And it's basically like Earth Day in the fall is what it felt like.
Okay.
So we were there and we were talking about apples. So kids got to learn all about the different varieties of apples and how an apple goes from a seed to the apple you eat. And we had a really great time teaching all those kids about apples for the day. But Ag in the Classroom is going really good, and Andrew's doing a great job. I know teachers are excited to have it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with COVID, it was a little awkward there, and now we're back in full swing.
So it's been a few years since it's been going like it is now. Then.
Yep, it's been a few years, so it's really nice just to see Ag in the Classroom photos where kids aren't in masks and you can bring food into the classroom usually. So it's good to have it back to normal, basically.
Right.
Then other than Ag in the Classroom, what we have going on is our county annual meeting is coming up. So that is our yearly meeting where we do elections and the annual business that we have to do as an organization. So that is always annually the Monday before Thanksgiving. So this year it is November 21st at the Legion in Chester. So all voting members, so those are like our farming members, they can come at 5:30 that night for our business meeting. And then every other member is welcome to come at 6:30 for an appreciation meal. So it's kind of our way to say thank you for being a member, have a meal with us, socialize, get the business out of the way first really quick. And if you are a member and you would like to come, you can just call our office and RSVP by November 9th.
Okay, so if you want to eat and you want to be at the meeting, just go ahead and call. You
know? Call us for your free meal. We're having butcher block, and I'm really excited. I haven't picked out a menu yet, but it will be good no matter what. They always do a great job for us. And that, again, is November 21st at the Legion in Chester.
Okay. So we'd mentioned, like I said at the start, Harvest. How is that going? I mean, have you...
I think from what I've heard, it's been going pretty good. It was really dry, so everybody got to get a lot out of the way. But then, obviously, it's dusty, and there was a lot of concern. I know in other counties, there were some issues with fires, with how windy and dusty and dry it's been. So, luckily, we got some rain, and it did put a halt on harvest, but not too big of one, and we really needed that rain in the area.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there were times I noticed driving on the highways that if they were working in a field with beans or something, it would get to the point where, I mean, it almost looked like a fog coming over the highway.
Exactly. It was basically a fog of dust. I noticed that a lot too whenever I'd be driving around. So we're really lucky that we got some rain over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the harvest is slowly coming to an end. People are finishing up or hopefully finishing here soon. And I think it went pretty good this year.
So, but still keep an eye out on the road. So
keep an eye on the road. Look out for that equipment. I know it's finishing. We've all seen it for a few months now. We're tired of ending up behind a semi or a combine or some slow moving vehicle. But we do need to be careful when we're driving. Keep an eye out. Be cautious, especially when it was really dusty and foggy. You really had to slow down a lot so that you could see. So be patient. It's almost over.
Right. Let's go ahead and throw our next break in here and get that in real quick. And we'll come back and talk some more with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back again, talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau this morning. And several things. Got a couple more items here we want to talk about.
The big thing is Election Day is in a week.
That is true.
November
8th. A week from tomorrow, yeah.
So, obviously, we are, as Farm Bureau, encouraging everybody to go out and vote. Do your public job as voting. And we do have a program through Farm Bureau called Activator, which is funded by membership donations, not your membership dues. And they create a Friend of Ag Award for our state senators and representatives. So that's kind of our endorsement for state senators and reps. So we have this year endorsed Terry Bryant and David Freeze. So I don't think anybody's running against them, but we do encourage people to go vote for them. They do a great job supporting ag and supporting just the Farm Bureau in general. They're really easy for us to get a hold of and our farmers to get a hold of, and just very easy to work with and support rural Randolph County.
Yeah, I have them on the program here, and both of them are really easy to talk to.
They're
always very open as far as, you know, talking about what's going on.
Yeah, they both have a great open door policy, really support ag and the Farm Bureau, and just a great working relationship in general with the two of them.
Exactly. And you mentioned scholarship, I believe.
Yes, our foundation scholarship is opening up. So it is available now on our website, which is rcfb.org, and you just go under the foundation tab and it's right there. It's open to high school seniors and current college students that are majoring in ag or an ag-related field. And their big requirement is your parents have to be a member, or you yourself has to be a member. So if you don't know, you can call our office or talk to your parents to see if you're a Farm Bureau member. And if you're majoring in ag, or an ag-related field, definitely recommend checking that out. It's open just for Randolph County students. So if you are, you're not really competing against a lot of people, unlike big nationwide scholarships. And last year, we did 11 scholarships totaling over $14,000. So great, easy way to fund your college education. I remember when I was growing up, I was always told, and I say it now, it takes about like an hour to fill out a scholarship and you can make $1,000. So that's the best pay you're ever going to make in your life.
True.
So if anybody's interested in that, they're open on our website, again, which is rcfb.org under the foundation tab.
All right. Any final thoughts today?
That's all. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next time.
Yep.
All right. That'll wrap things up here today. For The People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time.